glad to have you back in the house this morning. How are you?
It is great to be back. I always appreciate y'all having me on. Last week, Craig, we did the show. I was on the on the tailgate of my pickup truck watching the Turkey Bowl go on. And that was a lot of fun, and it was nice to be practicing there about Thanksgiving.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned the Turkey Bowl, and I've known about yours for several years, but apparently Turkey Bowls are happening all across the country.
Yeah.
At all different levels. I heard a college coach refer to it. I've heard high school coaches refer to it. It's a real family and community tradition, isn't it?
Well, it's gotten to be a deal at our place that, you know, we give probably about 25 bring-ups an opportunity to come up for the playoffs. And that's about all we can handle. You know, we can't suit up 170 kids. You know, we can suit up about 110. And so, but we always tell them at the beginning of the playoffs, now listen, if we make it to Thanksgiving, there's going to be a deal called Turkey Bowl. So if you can't, you know, be here for the playoffs, just let us know. It's not going to affect your future. But at least, you know, allow someone else to be a part of it, you know. Yeah, you know, I think I'm not so sure that the idea of a state ring or the idea of playing in the Turkey Bowl is more important to some of them, you know, because, I mean, as it starts, the whole community is kind of talking, hoping we get there. And I will say this, that senior Caden Bliss, backup wide receiver, you know, we always say it's where legends are made in the Turkey Bowl. Forever and ever, people will remember Caden Bliss for a couple catches he made in the Turkey Bowl. So good for Caden.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then your team went out certainly and handled its business again against Far San Juan Alamo North. I know that you're pleased at this time of year, if the weather is inclement at all, to get a chance to play indoors. That proved to be the case on Saturday with all the rain and everything that was going on. So with all of that in play, your team went out and performed very well.
Yeah, we did. You know, once again, as we prepared for Far San Juan North, our kids just, you know, they go, okay, show us the video, coach. Okay, what are they in? Show us the video. They take the production that they see as real-time production. You know, they don't go into the deal of, well, they're playing this guy. They go, hell, they're rushing for 350 yards on everybody they play. We better play well. You know, they play really good pass defense, you know. So, you know, our kids, we just have not had a hard time of our kids getting into that deal of we're confident, but we're not overconfident. We're not, you know, as I've said before, we're not going to disrespect any opponent. We're just going to try to get off to fast starts.
Would it be safe to assume that obviously they're going to respect their opponent this week, that they will not be overconfident this week, but there's this added wrinkle of familiarity because I'm sure there's some kids from Westlake that know Vandegrift kids and vice versa and all this, and this is a really cool deal to get a chance to go over play in DKR Texas Memorial Stadium. All of the stuff that rolls into this that's different than, say, playing a San Antonio school or a Valley school or a Corpus school.
Well, personally, I just think it's great for Greater Austin area football to have a regional championship right here in the city of Austin between two Austin teams at DKR. I'm sure the Vandegrift kids, I know ours, they are very, very excited about the opportunity to play there. They never get too big for their britches on these kind of big venues. It's a neat deal for kids. And so, and for coaches, I mean, everybody's excited about that. The fans are excited about it. It'll probably seem like about a spring scrimmage because, I mean, the 100,000 people, I mean, when there's, you know, 20,000 people at the game, it's going to seem like there's not many people there.
Right.
But we're very excited about that. And you know, I don't know how much familiarity the teams have with each other or not. We hadn't played each other. And we played each other 2 years in the same district. Haven't played each other in 4 years, but we are close, and I'm not naive enough to think these kids, they're in the same town, so they know each other probably a lot better than our kids or their kids know someone from in a regional final from a team from San Antonio.
For you personally, Coach, just going back to DKR one more time, where you spent many a days, and I know it's been a minute since you last took a snap there, but just to be going back there one more time in a big-time ball game, what's it mean to you?
Well, when you go into this coaching deal, I would have thought that within 36 years, it wouldn't have taken 36 years for me to have an opportunity to coach at my alma mater. To say that it wasn't important, that wouldn't be truthful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always had if that opportunity came about. Of course, coaching so long in the Dallas Fort Worth area, that really never came about. Being here, you think it may, and it has, and so yeah, it's special. There's no doubt about it. Place looks a little bit different than it did
right.
36 years ago.
Well, and you brought up a good point. Your times at South Lake Carroll, you played Lufkin down in Waco. You played in the Alamo Dome in the state championship. You played other playoff games, stuff like that. It just never happened. It never worked out to play right. DKR, did it?
No, it never did. Never even came close to working. We were playing everything. We did play two state championship games in the Alamo Dome, and probably that has everything to do with it. It has a roof on it, you know, when we played the other team, Katy one time and then Westlake one time. And then we always met Lufkin, you know. Coach John Outlaw, one of my dearest friends. I love that guy. Rest his soul, you know, from Lufkin. And we'd always play in Waco.
Yeah, well, and visiting with Todd Dodge, head coach of the Westlake Chaparrals here as they get ready for this matchup. In terms of when you look at Vandegrift, mm-hmm. and we're all kind of familiar, obviously, with what Coach Sanders has done and how he built the program up from there, but what's the thing that strikes you most about them when you look at them?
I just think they're just, you know, from a standpoint, they're very versatile. You know, as a football team, you look at their defensive line and their linebackers, you know, very productive. You look at their secondary, really nice set of athletes in the secondary. So a lot of times when you have that, then maybe you go over the other side of the ball and maybe your skill position players on offense maybe aren't quite up to speed. Well, not with them. You know, a very nice set of athletes in their skill position players, very, very capable quarterback. And then their special teams are solid. So, you know, as you look across, you know, and you look at the three phases of it, and all three of them are ones that can win football games for them.
Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about, you know, the college football coaching carousel. I want to get your thoughts on coaches getting nine-figure contracts and going from one blue blood program to the next. Did the nine-figure deals, the money floating around, make you want to maybe think twice about this retirement deal and maybe dip your toe back in the college game one more time?
Well, it is crazy. And it's just, you know, 10 years ago is when I had a little five-year window of being the head coach at North Texas and then the quarterback coach at Pitt. And so that five-year window – And I was coaching at a group of five school at North Texas, and then in a Power Five school at Pitt. Wow, has the money gone up in 11 years? Yeah. Unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, you know, do you want to dip your toe in it if the right call always came? But no,
right.
My deal right now is you know, we went that direction, and I am. In high school football is exactly where I was supposed to be, but it is very interesting on how much money, and good for them.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Good for them. If somebody wants to pay someone that, guess what? Out in the real world, if someone offers someone $9.5 million over 10 years, well, guess what? They're going to say yes. They're going to say yes every time, and so good for them.
I want to get your take on this, too, because, you know, a lot of the under-the-microscope stuff now is how Lincoln Riley handled his exit from Oklahoma, Brian Kelly handled his exit from Notre Dame, and you've done it a couple different times. You've had to make the decision to leave one place and go to the mm-hmm. next, and you've been the new guy coming in to a place. What is the general public, including us in the media, because we can't get inside a coach's head and understand what goes into that thought process. What is that process like when you've got that opportunity, you've got a good opportunity where you're at, but there's that one thing that maybe it's taking a risk, but gosh, it's a risk that really intrigues you to take.
Well, I'll just tell you my small window of how it happened for me at North Texas back when I was at South Lake Carroll. They reached out to me 1 week deep into the 2006 playoffs and asked me if I would be interested in coming and visit with them about the head coaching job at North Texas. And at that time, okay, you talk about financially, you know, now I had to go visit with them, but financially it is an absolute no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
On what you're making at the high school level and what you could be making at the college level. So I just told them, you know, that if this has to get out before this journey is over with, I'm out. You know, I don't want to do anything to get in the way of our window of opportunity,
right,
there at Carroll. And so I went and visited with them and started to feel like I was the guy. And I had them, you know, where they were saying, hey, we can wait all the way till December the 19th before we announce it. And so I felt good about that, you know, and really the rumor mills and all that, it really wasn't that big a deal then because just where social media has grown.
Exactly. Yep.
And if you, I really did not want to, I didn't want to talk about it until after we got through playing and we played all the way till December, whatever the day of the game between Carroll and Westlake was played. Well, we were getting ready to play Allen in the semifinals, and they told me, said, listen, we're sorry, but it's about to leak into the media, and it's going to be out in the Dallas Morning News within the next 2 days unless, you know, and so what are you going to do? And, I mean, my first inclination was I almost turned the job down.
Really?
Yeah, because I just did not want – so I thought about it in any way I talked to my son, Riley, and Riley's our junior quarterback, and he knew he was in the loop, and he knew. And I told him, and he said, Dad, you know, if you take the job at North Texas and it gets announced and all that, if we get beat and we don't win a state championship, that's not going to be the reason. So, but what I guess what I'm getting to is I had the opportunity to sit down with my team and tell them exactly what was up before I ever accepted the job at North Texas. And so that was very important to me.
Yeah.
And so I think that
Do that before, like, say, the semifinal game?
Yeah, I told him before. I told him the Monday that we played Allen in the semifinals. And that's the most nervous I've been during a week of any game that I've ever coached. And we beat Allen 38-0 that day. And I've never been more nervous because I just thought, if this gets in the way of this team, then I'll never forgive myself. And it didn't, and we were able to finish it off. But you know, and I think that every one of these men, Lincoln Riley, and every one of them has great intentions of being able to sit down with their team and go, listen, guys, this is what I'm going to do for my family. And this is what – I mean, you don't necessarily have to agree with and all that. I love you. Appreciate everything you've done for me to get me there. Because really the reason that Lincoln Riley's getting that job and because the guy I'm looking at here, Brian Kelly, right now is getting their job is because those kids they're talking to and you want to be able to say thank you. I worked for a guy one time that left in the middle of the night, didn't tell anybody, you know, and text, you know, mass text the team. You know, I won't mention any names, but I found out while I was on the road recruiting, you know, and so that's not real good.
No, that's terrible. There's a lot of assistant coaches that are dealing with that right now, too.
Yeah. Snoop, you had a question for Coach.
Oh, y'all are talking like big boy talk.
What? What do you got?
Well, I wanted to ask about Kaiser, and man, it looks like he's surprising everyone. I know y'all have faith in him, but is what he's doing, is it, I don't know, is it on another level? This is like Nakia Watson numbers, but a lot different type of guy.
Well, JK, when he was in the third grade, he came to Westlake Shap football camp, and he got the camper of the week, all right? And so then the next year, he got it again. And so we knew about the little kid when he was in like third, fourth, fifth grade because he would come. And his care factor was a lot higher than all the other kids. His maturity factor when it came to football, I mean, when he came to step into football, he was serious. It was no joking around. He was, and so then he gets to, you know, he gets to middle school and he tears up the middle school league and then ninth grade. The thing that really, I mean, when he started his sophomore year on JV this year and he ran for over 200 yards on Temple, and boy, Temple had a good-looking JV team. And then the next week, he did the same thing against Euless Trinity, and he goes for 200. And I mean, this he's dominating at 5'5", 160 pounds. He's dominating that little JV game. Well, I've never claimed to be smart, but I did figure out real quick that he needed to move to the varsity. And so, you know, the thing, he's so unassuming, and the child really does not talk very much. They do say off the field he'll talk a little bit, but
I can't believe Audrey got him to do a post game interview.
Yeah, he didn't say much. You know, he's really, you know, and the comparison to Deuce Vaughn, I think, is one that us at Westlake, we never played against Deuce Vaughn, but we have so much respect for him, and we all kind of were fans of his at Kansas State. But the similarities are eerie as far as when Deuce was a sophomore in high school at Cedar Ridge and the type of little players they are, and just very, very productive, and I'm glad he's on our team.
A couple other things that come to mind. One, I thought it was interesting. You were talking about the big matchup with Allen, and here's Riley's team with a big matchup with Allen this yep. week in the quarterfinals up in Denton at Apogee Stadium there. So is it – and you said you and Riley talk all the time about a lot of things. So, I mean, obviously yep. it's got to be – and we've said it many times, a unique relationship. Here you are getting ready to coach a team in the quarterfinals. Here he is getting ready to coach a team in the quarterfinals.
Yeah. Well, it is very special. We are very thankful and – that we are not on a collision course to play each other again. Not that we would get there, you know, but if we did, we'd one time is
enough.
You
don't want to go through that again.
No, one time is enough on that. And so, yes, I mean, we can visit and share ideas and reminisce. And it's been a while since Carol and Allen had played each other. You mm-hmm. know, when I was there of the last 5 years that I was – there we played them 4 out of 5 years, and sometimes we played them in the second round if we were in the same
region.
Mm-hmm. And then the other 2 times we played them in the semifinals, and we were able to win all of those. And then I think they set up a non-district home and home after I left, but they haven't played each other in a while. I bet that you know, North Texas is it Apogee?
Apogee Stadium.
Okay, so I sat and watched that thing be built, okay? I helped raise a little bit of money to build that thing and never got to coach in it. Well, my son played at North Texas. Now he's getting to coach in it. So for the Dodge family, I'm excited that someone in our family is getting to coach in that place. But I do know this. I bet it's got a chance to have the largest crowd in the history of Apogee Stadium, even anything that the Mean Green has brought there.
Yeah, good chance of that. And then the final thing I was going to ask you is the fact when and we've asked you this several times, and you said it even before the start. Well, there's one thing I want to ask you about. You mentioned before the Temple game, before the season started, you were grateful to the coaching staff at Little River Academy.
Yes.
For allowing you guys to come in, and you did your pregame meal there on your way up and taped and all that's good. So I'm sure you followed them all the way through them, you know, going 3 rounds deep in the playoffs. It was a good ride for them.
Yes, it was. And every time Elizabeth and I watch y'all's show on Friday nights or Saturdays now, we're always looking for Little River Academy. Our kids in our locker room are looking in the newspaper or online all year long. I mean, literally the start of the season after that. It, on Saturday morning, Little River won, and it's like everybody in our locker room, because everybody, you know, the kids appreciated getting a chance to go there, and we appreciate that coaching staff and everything.
The final thing is that we've talked quite a bit about you were going to enjoy this last ride, no matter how it ended and that sort of thing. So here you are in the Elite Eight right now. Are you enjoying it as much now as you have at any time in your career?
Absolutely. I'm enjoying it. This morning's practice would just jumped up and just hit me right between the eyes that we've had some teams here at Westlake that absolutely get it. But, yeah, we had a really good practice this morning. But it went south for about maybe 10 minutes. Well, guess who got it back in line? Team. Captains. I didn't have to say anything. And when you've got a program at that point where your football players care as much or more than the coaches do about what happens on a day-to-day basis, then you're going somewhere.
No doubt. Hey, I appreciate the time, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks. I'll see you all there. Appreciate you.
All right. That's Todd Dodge, head coach of the Westlake Chaparrals. Westlake against Vandegrift on Saturday afternoon at DKR at 2 o'clock. We'll have more coming up when we continue with Light the Tower on the Horn.
So where are you this week?